Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Ever feel like your inner voice is a bit of a harsh critic? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and your mind goes straight to Og, so clumsy. Or maybe when you receive constructive criticism at work and it feels like a personal attack. Well, today's episode is all about flipping the script on that negative self-talk and cultivating a more positive inner dialogue. Because let's be real, folks, the way we talk to ourselves matters. It shapes our actions, our beliefs, and ultimately, our entire experience of life. Think about it this way: your mind is like a garden. If you constantly feed it negative thoughts and criticisms, it'll grow weeds of self-doubt and insecurity. But if you nurture it with positive affirmations and encouraging words, it'll blossom into a beautiful garden of confidence and resilience. So, how do we start cultivating that inner positivity? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to help you rewire those negative thought patterns. Firstly, become aware of your self-talk. This means actively paying attention to the things you say to yourself throughout the day. Catch those negative thoughts before they spiral out of control and ask yourself, is this truly helpful? Is this a fact or just an opinion? Often, we fall into the trap of assuming our negative thoughts are objective truths, when in reality, they are just distortions of our perception. Secondly, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as gospel. When you catch yourself thinking something like, I'm not good enough, ask for evidence. What proof do you have to support that statement? Chances are, the evidence is weak or non-existent. Replace those negative thoughts with more balanced and realistic ones. For example, instead of saying, I always mess things up, try saying, I made a mistake, but I can learn from it. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Think about all the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments. Even on tough days, there's always something to be grateful for. Regularly acknowledging these positive aspects of your life can shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a sense of appreciation. Fourthly, celebrate your successes, big and small. Don't downplay your achievements or dismiss them as insignificant. Every accomplishment, no matter how small, is a testament to your hard work and perseverance. Take the time to acknowledge and celebrate your wins. You deserve it. Finally, be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a close friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has imperfections, and everyone faces challenges. Treat yourself with the same kindness and support that you would extend to someone you care about. Remember that story I told you about that time I completely bombed the public speaking event? I was so embarrassed, I wanted to disappear into thin air. My inner critic went wild, saying things like, you're a terrible speaker, you'll never be good at this. But instead of letting those negative thoughts consume me, I decided to practice self-compassion. I reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and that this one experience didn't define me as a person. I knew I could learn from this setback and improve my public speaking skills over time. I even used the experience as an opportunity to grow, by focusing on what went well and identifying areas where I could improve. And guess what? The next time I had to speak publicly, I felt more confident and prepared. It wasn't about erasing those negative thoughts entirely, but rather, learning to manage them and replace them with a more supportive inner voice. So, let's recap our key takeaways for today. Become aware of your self-talk, challenge those negative thoughts, practice gratitude, celebrate your successes, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, cultivating positive self-talk is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently redirect your attention back to those positive affirmations and keep practicing. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the negative thoughts that hold you back? How do you plan to start practicing more positive self-talk in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are loved. Now go out there and rock your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.